With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
You're going to be seeing a whole lot less of me pretty soon.
Why is that?
25 pounds. Dropped it like that.
Oh, how are you doing that?
Am I hungry? Is that what you said?
No, I didn't, but are you hungry?
Actually not. I've been filling myself up on good things, fruits and vegetables, and doing what's good for me, and I have lost 25 pounds.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Just in time to get into your bathing suit.
I'd get arrested.
Oh, all right. I'm on the Artie Award diet, where you are so busy with the balloting for the Artie Awards that you don't have time to eat.
Oh, well, can't you ask someone to...
I have help. You still read behind. And but the Artie Awards, which are Buffalo's theater awards, our version of the Tonys, coming up on June the 3rd, and the balloting going on now. Interestingly, when we first did them over 20 years ago, the season had an end. And if you look at the stage offerings up now, there is no end to the season. We have a huge number of closings right now, but it's a couple of shows opening and a couple of ongoing.
Well, we have freezing units and we have air conditioning, and you don't have to close the theater down, do you?
No, you don't have to close the theater at all, and the year continues.
Let's see what we start with. How about Breath Boom?
A drama by Kia Corthron. This is at Ujima Theater Company, Lorna Hill directing.
Diva.
She is our diva, and this is a play about a teenaged leader of a girl gang.
That sounds current.
Well, yes, and it's her coming of age, and we see her go through her teen years and into the prison system and so forth, and the boom part of the title refers to her fascination with fireworks.
A pyromaniac.
And that is at Ujima opening this week.
How about The Normal Heart for something to see? Larry Kramer's classic.
You know, by now it is a classic, that it's been around for many years, but this was one of the very first plays about the AIDS epidemic. The play takes place between 1981 and 1984, when a lead character fashioned on Larry Kramer himself is trying to pull together an activist group to draw attention to a disease killing gay men, which at that point was not yet named. A very powerful play, very popular play. In 2011, it finally had its Broadway debut, a huge success. And BUA, Buffalo United Artists, which has done it before as a reading, is now doing a full production with Caitlin Coleman as the physician.
That should be really pretty good.
Well, you wouldn't think you could be riveted by issues of public policy and people's taboos, but this play, he really nails it, and it's very exciting. For the Broadway revival, it's been seen in Washington, it's been being seen around the country again. It's a classic in that it does have continued appeal.
Over at the Jewish Repertory Theater, James Sherman's The God of Isaac.
We talked about it a little last week. I know a little more about it. I have not yet gotten up there, but I'm looking forward to it. It takes place during the 1975 period when the Nazis were threatening to march on Skokie, Illinois, heavily Jewish Skokie, Illinois. And this is one man's coming to a deeper understanding of being Jewish, but there are broad comic elements to this performance that his mother turns out to be in the audience, and she kind of heckles him and gives him a hard time, and a great comedy in A God of Isaac, and it's been very popular.
Over on the closing page of Theater Talk, American Buffalo, the drama by David Mamet. I understand it's a real good production.
It's a beautiful production with three strong performances by Brian Mislivy, Christian Brandis, and Jose Rivera, about three guys planning a robbery and everything goes wrong. Not in a comic way. It's a serious play and a thoughtful play. But there are a lot of shows closing, big high-profile shows closing this week.
August, Osage County.
Yes, over at the Cavanoki, the Tracy Letts play. Big, sprawling family drama. And this is the last weekend to see it. The avant-garde piece, Blood on the Cat's Neck by Fassbinder, over at Torn Space.
And Moonlight and Magnolias kind of wrap up the closing section.
Yeah, I was able to see each of these this week, and each has something to recommend it. And I also saw a delightful surprise, Swonderful, the new Gershwin musical.
Oh, yes.
It's not simply a review. It's a series of little tiny plays which use luscious Gershwin music to tell the stories, and with a first-rate cast up at Musical Fair in Snyder.
Well, something should catch your attention. With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.